You want to sort out your education. You want to sort out your finances. You want to sort out your family. You want to keep your family face. You vote for the Blood of Jesus Party. You vote every single day for it. You get up in your quiet time.
Hey.
And
you
apply the Blood of Jesus.
Oh. Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you.
They are for you.
Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you. It's not my show.
But it's my show.
But it's my show. It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
Hey.
It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
It's my show.
It's not my show, but it's my show. It's not my show.
Active FM, let's talk. That's our show. This is Luando from Active FM, let's talk. And my man here,
the blues man. Emmanuel Musawengosi Ngwenya. Another trick is to say it fast. That's
wow.
A trick.
That sounds,
you just say Emmanuel Musawengosi Ngwenya. It's boring. It's
I feel you were just dropping lines on me. You know? But I still don't understand, you know, the meaning behind Ngwenya.
Ngwenya.
You know?
The crocodile.
And it feeds on beef. So you're busy beefing me. You were not ready.
Yeah, I wasn't ready at all.
You were not ready.
Yo.
But guess what? I'll forgive Musa.
Ah, for you.
You know, if you want beef, I'll just slaughter the whole cow for you, my man.
Thank you. Just give me that beef, brother. And I love beef.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk. We talk about things that matter. Even food matters.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
No one goes through the whole day without eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I chow.
Yeah.
I chowed before. No, I didn't. I'll chow after, yeah.
Okay.
And chow means eat. Yeah, means eat. Yeah, South Africa, yeah.
There was a Xhosa king that put all the Xhosa people, and they conquered some Khoisans. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Conquered some Khoisans as they were coming to the south. When they got to the south, they also decided, you know, to make kids with some of the Khoisans.
Yeah.
That's why now Xhosa doesn't sound like Zulu. It has the ha. You know?
Is that the main reason
why? I'm giving the history, guys. It's true.
So
it's true. But they were put together. So when you said Chow, the king was Chowwe. That's what I thought of. I'm just giving the history, guys. Just dropping like that. You know, we from South Africa. We need to know where we come from.
Yeah, we do.
Come on, man.
So, wait. The Xhosa people didn't speak like that before.
No.
Wow, I actually didn't know that. Eh?
It's when they met the Khoisans.
Yeah.
That's when they started speaking like that.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is actually.
Surprised that you're African, but you don't know your history.
It's not my history. I'm Swati.
Do you know Mansa Musa? Since you are Musa.
Obviously, I know some Musa.
You know him?
No. I don't know him. I know the food. Samusa.
No. I'm talking about Mansa Musa.
Oh, I thought you said Samusa.
No, Musa, yo. Serious, man. You're thinking about food.
Hey, let's not talk about food.
Yeah, so hope you're enjoying our history. So we're talking about within attire.
Within attire, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. You know, one of the things that's interesting, probably people, they don't know. During the dark age,
mm-hmm.
I hope I'm saying the right thing, dark age.
Yeah, dark ages.
What happened was that in South Africa, they had their own African gold age.
Eh?
Interesting.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because around that time, that's when Mansa Musa went to Cairo, he went to Mecca, and because of his gold, he was known. He's considered, obviously I don't agree with what they're saying, but he's considered as one of the richest men that ever lived.
Yeah.
And his kingdom was built in Mali. So I think they are actually interesting things, you know, when you look at Africa itself.
Yeah.
But I don't believe, one of the things I loved was his administration, so how he ran his kingdom, you know. But I look at Solomon's kingdom and his tradings, they were too much, man. they were too much. So it was something that was interesting. So these are the people that clothed themselves with gold.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Something that was visible on the outside, like, wow, that is a man. You know, that is a king. You know? And that's how the world is. That's how we are as people. You know, you have nothing, then you're nothing. We judge you based on what you have. That's how we do it. You know, your wife leaves you because you have nothing, and she sees someone who has something.
Okay.
Musa doesn't like that.
Okay.
What's that's what happens. Not all the time, but that's what other women have done.
You know?
But that's how the world. It's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah, it's not.
But that's how things are.
Yeah.
You know, people just leaving you for what for someone else because they were nice, they were gold, and now we have all these rappers coming along. And wearing chains and all that, they think they're gonna be like Mansa Musa. Not at all, my man.
I can be because he has my name in his name. So I'm joking.
Okay. I saw this other guy, my man. He put diamond on his forehead, a black one.
Huh?
It's part of him now.
Put it on his forehead?
Yeah.
Yo, that's strange.
Man, one of the guys actually tattooed his. You know the black part of your eye?
Yeah.
My man.
It's a two dead body.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Jeez.
These guys are crazy, eh?
Like people are mad out there. Yo, people are mad.
But do you know why?
Why?
Attire.
I thought it was going to be your contradictory answers, yeah.
You get to a point now where your skin is gold or diamond. You know?
Yeah.
Bling, bling, your teeth.
Bling, bling. Oh, yes. Nah, that, you know, true story. I actually wanted to do that. Put my whole teeth, like, be diamond, my whole teeth. All of them. Yeah, I'm actually.
But you never tell anyone that you're struggling to eat. Because, you know. It's so amazing, bro. It's so amazing. I don't think all people, but it's so amazing, you know. It's just to look cool, but we're destroying ourselves.
Yeah, true.
You know? Imagine you're just covering your eyes with black ink just to look cool. Attire. Outside attire.
Yeah. Even this tattoo stuff on their faces. Yes, they hate that.
They're always these crying. People. Have you seen that?
They can't stop crying.
Because they're tears. They never go away.
Yeah. I hate that. Yo, some people, you can't even see their skin color because it's just tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
Yo, I hate that.
I think the bad one is when you date a girl and then you write a name.
Write a name.
And then you go broke. You can't remove the
And then you guys have broken up. You have a name forever on you.
I think it's so bad when you break up with a chick and you also go broke. You know?
Nah, I think there she cursed you. I think the outcome when you break up, you broke. Or maybe you're using her money.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Well of Pain next week. Probably include this one. So within our time, what are we talking about? And I know we're joking about it, but it's a problem.
That's
you
a
know?
Serious matter, yeah.
These are the things that consume us. These are the things that we make decisions based on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we got to change it. I love how the Lord, remember, let's talk. So we talk about things that matter. And these are the things that are happening in our society. Because most people, like, you know, white supremacy. I'm not saying that the white supremacy is not there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what are you doing for your community when you're going to take, like, millions of dollars just to plant diamond into your forehead?
Hey, that's stupid. Nah, that's crazy. I still can't get over that diamond in the end.
You know, you buy this 200, I don't know, even maybe billion rand chains, but you can't even help someone else, but you complain, no, you guys, you are controlling us, you're doing this and this and that and that and that. You know, in fact, I saw this other video.
Yeah.
This guy is 21 years old. He bought a school.
He bought a school?
He bought a school.
21 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To teach other kids. And this is an African-American boy.
No, that's gold. They're not buying gold.
You know, so that's the thing to say. Is your heart wearing a vision, a dream?
Okay. The only dream about
because what comes out of your forehead with diamond compared to what comes, let me say, when you compare what comes out of a forehead that has a diamond and your heart with a vision. So what are you wearing? Because whatever that covers your heart will cover your community.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that covers your heart will cover the person that's next to you. You know what I'm saying? Your environment. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's so bad.
Yeah.
What's happening in our community is so bad. So we got to talk about these things, you know, because we end up with no future, with no structure. Anything without structure becomes chaotic.
Yeah.
You know, now we find ourselves as young people. As I went to buy bread this morning.
Yeah.
I saw this youngster standing next to the shop smoking Zoda's coffee. Like, yeah. Stop it. It's not good for you. Even coffee.
What did he say?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. So, we're going to be reading from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And this is interesting.
Mm.
I think we actually touched on this and we said features of your character. So, this is how it reads. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's what you need to wear.
Okay.
That's what your mind, your heart needs to wear.
Yeah.
You gotta be covered. You know, you gotta be covered. We understand that your body has a shelter, but most of the times, with many people, their souls, they have no shelter. They have no place to sleep. You know, so you gotta find a home for your mind. You gotta find a home for your heart. Mm. You know, what do you make your heart wear when you're going to work, when you're going to school? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This year, what is your heart wearing? It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So that's what we're talking about. Be full of love.
Yeah.
And understand, like Jesus Christ said, you know, a way to destruction, I mean, it's wide. Everyone is there. Everyone is just going there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where you find most of the people. But a narrow road is for those who go to eternal life, to life. Mm. You know what I mean? If you want life, that means it's not going to be an easy thing. You want to be challenged. To love someone is not an easy thing, you know, to have peace. Because you can't be living, doing wrong things, stuff like that, and expect that you're going to have peace. And sometimes we got to look at the long term and think about how our lives will end. You know, you can't just think about the fun for today.
Mm.
But what about you when you're 50 years old? You know, what's the platform that when you die, you're leaving for your kids? Will they get your vision enough? Will it be simple, pure? Do you understand what I'm saying? Clear for them to understand the vision of their father or of their grandfather.
Yeah.
We're talking about a vision here. You know, vision of Abraham, from Abraham carried to Isaac. From Isaac carried on to who? Carried on to Jacob. Mm. You know, will that happen with us? So we need some structure. You know, you gotta look after your heart, but you can't say you're looking after your heart, the most important thing, when you can't even clothe your heart. How are you looking after your heart?
Yeah.
You know, and when you're looking after your heart, how are you looking after your heart? Because, I mean, imagine all the time you're just watching porn, all that. You're messing up yourself. You can't even think proper. Yeah. You see a woman, you're thinking out of stuff. and it's amazing because it's always getting attention. I don't know if you have seen even how some of the girls they were. You know, people, they don't respect themselves out there.
Yeah, true. I've seen that, yeah.
You know, and just true. There you are in the bus stop, this girl passes and you see all the guys just turning heads. Like, hey, we have robots here. It's bad, you know.
Yeah.
And we gotta talk about these things, you know, because they reflect so much.
Mm.
You know, when people, you gotta look after yourself, you gotta wear proper, stuff like that. But once you do it for a wrong reason, you know, to show off, to attract people.
Yeah.
Now that person looked at me. Why? Because maybe the next time, like, you know, let me just leave my stomach out. All my stomach must be out. Because now many people, they're going to be looking at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not good. We celebrate things that are shameful.
True.
That's where the problem is. And now, what happens? You celebrate something as success, and you think it's success, but you don't see it's something that's actually shameful. What if success to you is something that's shameful? That means you deceived. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we need to understand. We need to find who we are. We find ourselves to the Lord. As much as we say we find ourselves, you know, learning about where we come from, about people and all that. Yes, that's good. There are values that we learn in our cultures and all that. But it does, our lives, they don't just start there. They go back to God. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, we got to clothe ourselves with God. So last thing I learned was the fact that, you know, you can have a father or a mother, you know, your biological parents.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a big long line coming from Adam, you know, but your spiritual father, there's always one spiritual father.
Yeah.
You know, you don't connect one spiritual father to another spirit. There's always one spiritual father. It just hovers around because it's eternal. It doesn't matter if you're born in what age, in what time, you can always connect to God. And that's your father that you need. You need that father in your life. God can change your life. Jesus Christ died so that you can have life. So it's what you wear inside of you.
Yeah, no, look, the things you're saying are true, especially with the youth, because the youth don't know. And I'm part of the youth, but fortunately I do know.
Yeah.
Because of my surroundings, who I surround myself with.
Yeah.
And that's also important, who you surround yourself around. Because if you surround yourself around people who want to live that fake Hollywood life, well, let me just say Hollywood life, because they don't know it's fake yet. That Hollywood life, I mean, they want to dress like Cardi B, they want to dress like Nicki Minaj, all of these, I don't even know the girl, the boys I know, you want to dress like Drake, Lil Wayne, all of those guys. If you want to dress like that, and have these diamond stuff like them, all these jewelry, everything. And then you get them, what then? You have the jewelry now, what then? What are you going to do now? You have them, what are you going to do? What's the next step?
I mean, forehead with diamond.
you can only get that far. I mean, I wanted my whole teeth to be diamond. And then I told my grand, she didn't like the idea, but she agreed. I forced it out. And she agreed. She's like, okay, it's fine. You can do this. Do this. It's your life. Whatever business employer is going to employ, you'll see. she agreed. And I was happy. Yeah, I was busy. I'm going to smile like this everywhere I go. I'm going to be smiling. Meanwhile, I think it was one of the leaders at the church. They asked me, so if you get them, what then? I have the diamond. They're like, yeah, so how did that change your life? I have the diamond in my teeth. But you know, we try to fight it, not knowing that it's empty because you got it now, but you're happy for like a week. After that, it's normal again. Now it's like, have you ever gotten something new? Let's say your phone, for instance. When I got the phone I'm using now, I was happy. I was going through the phone the whole time. But give it 2 days. It's like, have a phone, you know. So things like that don't last.
Yeah.
So if you're following worldly stuff, they don't last.
Yeah.
They will never. Like that example you gave about that guy who bought a school, and he's only 21 years old. Now look at what legacy he has built. Yeah. Now you see that. Now that's meaningful. But diamond, come on, man. My favorite is diamond. If I'm choosing gold or diamond, I'd rather choose diamond.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna live for diamond. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to invest my whole life in diamond, because whatever comes out of diamond is just diamond. You know? But whatever comes out of that boy who builds the school for those kids is successful kids down the line. And then they're going to refer, oh, I was in the school this person built. Even if he dies, his name is still on the screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's same with spiritually. You can't be focused on the world, because that's the... like satanic stuff. I promise you, most of these things that happen on TV is satanic, pure satanic.
Yeah.
They're trying to pull out a concept and make it seem like it's good. But the way they do it, it's like they stimulate your mind at saying it's a good thing. So your mind will be like, yo, I understand why Will Smith and Jada are in an open relationship. Will Smith is a strong man. All this nonsense, you know what I'm saying? Now people are out there wanting to be in open relationships.
Yeah.
Because of that. It looks good now. You know what I'm saying? But... look at the long run of it. Look at how the kids ended up. Even in that family, look at how the kids ended up. Yes, they have money because of things, but are their lives perfect?
No.
Yes, those people, they're like, yo, they're a mess. I promise you, they're a mess. But look at it in that way. Now, if you're investing in the Bible, in holy things, in doing things God's way. You will never, even if you go through something, you will never ever say my life was hard.
Yeah.
You will never.
Yeah.
You'll say, you know what, I had this milestone I had to climb over, but God helped me and boom.
Yeah.
Look at the opportunities now.
Amen.
Now if you're looking at the Will Smiths and them, and then you look at the opportunity. What's the opportunity? Mm. These people don't even know you and you want to be like them.
Interesting. So one of the verses that we reading from, it's Romans chapter 13, verse 14. It says, rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. So you clothe yourself. Spiritual life, it's everything. It's like your bone. I tweak your bone, your skull. Yeah. You know, if I tweak your bone, maybe your forehead. This is just speaking about the forehead. Yeah. You know that your looks, they change.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't
know. The bone is the structure of how you look like.
Yeah.
So if I just tweak your bone, your whole identity actually changes.
Yeah.
So that means in order to look good, you gotta be tuned proper in the bone. Then it's the same thing. So if your physical life has to manifest in a proper way, you gotta be tuned in a proper way in the spiritual, you know, because your spiritual life is like your bone life, you know. So that means if you shape proper, your spiritual life is shaped proper, automatically how you look in the physical changes. You know, it always follows how you look like in the spiritual.
Yeah.
So if you want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you want to be tuned in the spiritual, you want your life to change, you want your life to be manifested in a different way, in a structured way, you know, in a satisfying way where there's peace, joy, love, we can go on. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And we give you that opportunity right now in our show, Let's Talk. You can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus,
I accept you
as my Lord and Savior. You are worthy, Lord.
Of all glory, of all praise.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name. I pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen on top of an amen.
Yeah.
Yes, if you accepted that, in heaven they're having a party. They're throwing gold, I'm checking. But they're having a party and it was good for you to listen to the show. And it was nice to have you, even though we don't see you. We know you're there.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, we know you're there.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
ActiveFM, radio has never been better.